We'll make it up.
Blog Talk yeah. Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, October 7th, and I'm super happy to be with you all today, and with Cindy, of course, as I love starting my Thursdays with her. But before we say hello to her, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a website or a YouTube channel or some sort of event coming up that you're going to want to be ready to write down when we talk about, so you can look that up later. So please be ready for that. And please press one on your phone now or as soon as you have anything to share with us. It puts you in the queue so I can open your line. If you have any questions or comments, testimonials, we would really love to hear from you. As you know, a big part of our show is hearing from all of you. Likely if you have a question, somebody else does too, or if you have a story, it's really going to help somebody else. So, again, we'd just love to hear from you. And as a reminder, though, for this show, we do really need to keep it to the horse unit on horses and really behavioral and training type stories and stay away from the more medical for this type of call. So with that being said, there's still a ton we can talk about. Obviously, we talk quite a lot about it. So please call in. We would love to hear from you. All right. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey and everyone. It's kind of an overcast day here in Northern California. Our heat wave is gone for the moment, and we're looking at maybe getting a little bit of rain tomorrow. That would be like rain on the Sahara. So I'm really anxious about that. My horses are tired of looking at this dry, dead stuff that they have to fill their bellies with when they go out in the pasture. So not much there other than just keeping them busy for a bit. And I'll be happy to see that. So hoping that we have some people to call in. Don't have a lot today. Hoping to see that we'd have Ian be able to call in from the Quarter Horse Congress, which is fully underway now in Columbus, Ohio. Now, remember, that's really the biggest gathering, if you will, of a show in North America, where they say that the attendance of people coming through that are competitors and serious horse people is, over 650,000 people as of last year over the 4 weeks. So we got four different teams there, different team each week of about 10 people. And we have facilities to have a booth that's located right across from the place where the competitors go to get their feed and shavings. And so really good exposure, and it's a peninsula kind of booth, so it sticks out so you can approach it from different sides. We've got, I think it's at least two, if not three, human beamers set up in the booth, and of course the orange horse with the horse set on it. And then people are trading off because we also have a stall with some setups for people. and horses, of course, to be able to do demos in the barn. And there's a really cool, the little horse show jitneys that you see people use. Well, we've got our decals on one. That's pretty cute. And I know they've started to see some, you know, some success with people actually, you know, signing up and purchasing. And that's what I wanted Ian to be able to call in and talk about. He says he's going to try. I know he's running in multiple different directions, so not sure that's going to happen. But it looks like if you look at, this is something, you know, one of the ways in Facebook can be really helpful. If you look at the IBD Horse Set North America page, you can see some of the photos from there and see how the booth is really, really professional. The company, you know, they listened to us when we said, you got to change this. And, you know, it's got, multiple screens with things going on, you know, showing the videos. Last Saturday they had a signing with the McCutcheons. That's Tom McCutcheon and his son Cade, who've been, you know, winning reiners, if you will, and trainers from down in Texas. So they did a signing there. And I think probably from what I've heard, that one of the most popular things is, you know, they get those promotional items are like little stress relievers. You know, Beamer's done them before of an orange heart. Well, we have little squishy bay horse, you know, they're little animals that you kind of, you know, you squeeze them to build up your hand strength or to relieve stress. And so those look like they're very popular, I'm sure, for people with kids. And but the booth just looks awesome, and this is the, really the prototype to be able to do. I think we'll do probably. I think it's Land Rover that might be next year on the more on the. It's either an eventing or a dressage show. I'm not sure that they have planned for next spring, and so they wanted the booth to be able to be convertible, if you will, for using in both English and Western disciplines, and just a lot of thought and planning has gone into this. A lot of training as well in terms of what, you know, so that the messages that we have to be able to give to the marketplace in how we do our demos and how we instruct people, there should be a consistent message there. And it's really quite a feat to bring in a lot of distributors who don't know each other, who've, you know, never worked as part of a team with people they didn't know in a big event like this. So a lot of moving parts. And I really give huge kudos to the team captains and what Ian has done in order to be able to pull this together, and Brad Howard's marketing team for and listening to us and being able to put, you know, bring it to reality. So, check out the Horse Set IBD group Facebook page just so you can see some of the pictures, because it's really pretty cool. And it looks, and it's something where, you know, it looks very professional. We got a special T-shirts done in the kind of, they're polos, not T-shirts, that match the kind of the color of the horse set blanket, so that's that dark teal color, so it looks good. We even got Brad Horn in a cowboy hat, which is pretty interesting, and so it's, anyway, it's just kind of fun to know what's going on. So now the thing is if in fact you're going to send somebody or you know somebody who's going to attend this show or be a competitor, definitely tell them to go by and check it out and that they would be able to get a demo. But you want to make sure a couple of things. Make sure that anybody that you send there knows that you're a distributor, knows that this is a business for you, knows that you want to be the person that will follow up with them. And then that means that you have to actually follow up with them after you know they say we're going week, you know, get back to them, after that, say, what did you think? How, you know, did you stop by? Make sure that you follow up, because, you know, part of the protocol for operating at the booth is always going to be to say, are you working with somebody first? That's the same thing as when we get online leads. We want to tell people, ask people, how are you introduced from Beamer, and are you working with somebody? And so if you were to send somebody and they didn't even know you were a distributor, because I know a lot of times people are nervous about saying, you know, I don't want to be pushy or salesy or something like that. Well, you got to be upfront. If this is a business, you got to say, this is what I do. And, you know, I'm in this for the long term. I want to be helping you. Then you want to, you know, establish that plan with the person that you're talking to say, yes, you approach this with, you know, with a conviction and a commitment that, you know, this is not just, you know, your latest fad. And so, at any rate, part of their plan there is to to ask if they're working with someone else. If that person says, no, I don't know any distributors because you didn't tell them, then you will have been very generous and kindly sent a prospect to the people who are working the show, working really hard. So just be aware of that. You know, I know it's interesting from having done academies that people are always saying, well, I just, you know, I don't like to feel pushy. So you're not feeling pushy. You're being straight up about saying, this is something I'm passionate about. I love doing this. I love helping horses. This is my business. And I take it seriously. Part of the reason that you want to deal with one distributor as versus possibly somebody else is because of the level of customer care and the knowledge and saying, I'll get back to you, I'll answer your questions, I'll be there to help you. And that's one of the differentiating factors of Beamer versus some other products out there. It is not a retail product. It is a personal relationship that you are promoting. And remembering that for all the people that you have who are happy customers, that's your source of future referrals as well. Yes, you may be doing this absolutely to help the horses, but the horses, unfortunately, can't sign up with you directly. They go through an owner, and the owner is most likely going to wants to work with someone who's proven very helpful and responsive to them and who listens to their needs and, you know, has provided them the solutions. You know, I'm just saying, don't be shy about it. Doesn't mean you have to be aggressive or pushy, but just be very honest about saying that this is a business so that somebody understands to say, you know, you're going to talk to other people there. Would you please tell them that we're working together? Because that's what I'd like to do. So, anyway, Rainey, I don't know if you – I kind of went off on a soapbox there.
Yeah.
But,
no, but I mean, it is an Yeah, it is an important thing to talk about. And, you know, and for me, that was something that was kind of uncomfortable for me in the beginning, too, is because I never have thought of myself as a salesperson, and I never wanted to be the person that was like, you know, that used car, like, what do we have to do to get you in this car today kind of, you know, person. I didn't want to be that. And I, you know, and still to this day, I've never said, really salesy, like, how do we get you to buy this, you know, Beamer today? It more is I'm just giving them as much information as I have, answering questions and letting them know that when they're ready that I'll be here. You know, and some of the terminology and some of the things that I do, you know, to maybe make it feel like that I'm not pushing them, even though for the other people it probably isn't that way. It's just probably mostly in, you know, our own heads that it feels that way. But I'll just say things like, you know, they're having this, if you're going to be there, you can go and take a look and try it. And they've got, you know, blankets that you can try for horses and the human unit set up, so you can go and, you know, try that for yourself as well. And then if you have any questions, please come back to me and know that if you do want to buy this, you can just buy it directly from me. And that way I'm able to help you in answering your questions, and then I can be there for you for any training that you need. And so that they know that they can actually, you know, deal with you for all of that part. Sometimes
really
there's wording
important.
That you can do to make it feel more comfortable. But, yeah, go ahead, Cindy.
That's kind of the Nordstrom retail approach, if you will, is to say to make their salespeople be more, you know, more service-oriented. And I think that's one way to distinguish ourselves. People understand they're really serious because they think, oh, gosh, you know, I buy this thing and I don't know how to use it. And you say, that's my job, you know. You're connected. Part of the thing that you're doing when you're buying a Beamer from me is you're buying my time and my support to be able to answer your questions and help educate you so that you get the best benefit of using this product. And that's a long-term commitment. And again, that's unusual. You know, if I were to hear that, from what Rainey had said, I went, great, that's the kind of person I want to deal with, because I want to know who to call, and I want to know that they're going to call me back and pay attention.
Yeah.
So, thank you for that. So,
that's my go-to line. I always say, when you buy a Beamer for me, you get me with it. So for as long as you, as long as you want, any questions, any problems, anything you have, Beamer related or non-Beamer related, because a lot of times you become friendly with these people, call me and I'll be your first line for anything that you need for Beamer, and I'll take care of it for you. So I always say, that's the benefit, is you buy a Beamer for me and you get me too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is, an incredible value, people recognize and they really appreciate, because it's usual. It's a way that we can stand apart and say, Beamer representatives or Beamer distributors are really, an educated and impactful group. So appreciate all of those others on the call. If you want to share how you kind of talk to your customers and what's been successful for you in, convincing them that you are the best choice for them, we'd love to hear from you too. But please don't be shy about telling people this is what you do, because if you're, your energy or body language about being reluctant is not a positive message to be delivering. So, own it, be grounded in it. This is an amazing product. So
absolutely.
Anyway, it looks like Ian might be tied up. So unless you see him on the roster yet.
He hasn't. Let me see if I can scroll down. He hasn't pressed one, certainly, but let me see if I can find him.
Yeah.
But Facebook is where, me, I don't really spend a lot of time on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook person, but I try to go onto the IBD page at least to just look and keep updated. Yeah, I don't see him. Updated, and there are some really great pictures of the Quarter Horse Congress and their booth that's set up that looks amazing. And I hope they continue making those little squishy horses with the Beamer logo. That would be awesome to have, to be able to have to give away to people.
Everybody's saying, where do we get those? Yeah.
So do we need to really like all pester Brad Horn and say, keep it going.
Yeah. They're a pretty standard item because I used them for a Western theme with my previous career. So I went, gee, that's the same horse. He's really getting old now. But this one says Beamer. So anyway, they're pretty darn cute. I know they got to buy them in bulk because you look at this picture of the booth, they got big orange feed buckets full of these
buckets
cute
of them.
Horses,
yeah.
So
I do. I hope we can all let Brad Horn know that we want those for future to be able to use, and buy them in whatever, batches of 20 or whatever from the back office. So that would be great. All right. Yeah. So I don't see Ian on here, so he probably couldn't get away, but we're going to really try to get Ian and or some other people from the Quarter Horse Congress. I know a lot of them are going to be super busy when they're there, but maybe as people change shifts and we can get people from previous weeks and things like that, would be really great to let you all know how everything went. So that would be great. Would love to hear that as well.
Yeah. One of the team members this week have said that she was able to have, there was two sisters that came up to the booth, and the sisters are buying the Beamer horse set, and then they're going to become distributors, and then they're going to buy the human set. So on the spot, you know, it works. So when people see, and, you know, you just got to know that the vibes and the energy around this booth are really high and attractive. And so when people see that, it's, it creates a great appeal. And to the extent that someone doesn't want to do it right away, but they want to come home and think about it, that's why you want to connect. And even, you know, if somebody doesn't volunteer that they're going, if particularly people who live kind of in the Midwest area that's, and you know they're in horses, but for surrounding states, you might say, hey, you know, do you ever go over there? You know, and if you do, let me tell you this, that we've got an amazing booth and some opportunities. So you might think about that. And reach
Absolutely.
Out to those props that you have and ask your customers, do you have anybody, you know, or if they're trainers or something, is anybody going? So anyway, I'm excited that Beamer put the effort and the budget behind what we've asked them to do. And that commitment meant a lot to me.
Absolutely, and that brought up something else. That brought up, yeah, we do have Jane's on the phone, and I want to get to her in just a second, but it just brought up something else. I'm talking to a horse gal right now who's she's trying to decide if she wants to become a distributor, and she's trying to decide. She wants the horse unit and the human unit. She's just trying to decide which is first, and I know she's going to go with the horse one first because I'm trying to remember if I've ever had a horse person buy a human unit first. And they just don't.
I don't think I have.
They almost always, they almost always buy a horse unit first, and then either by, you know, using it in their, you know, training programs or selling sessions or, you know, doing something, or have become a distributor and are selling, you know, making commissions on it, then they find a way to buy a human unit for themselves. But I don't think that I've ever had a horse person buy a human unit first. So.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, my new distributor said, yeah, my horse is feeling so good. I'm thinking that I need this too. And I went, yes, you do. But, you know, so you're absolutely right. And as we know, if you're a horse owner yourself, you'd do anything for your horse. So,
Interrupt. I was going to say, I was going to interrupt you. I just saw his number pop up. Hi, Ian.
Yep.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? So I'm here at the Quarter Horse Congress in Columbus, Ohio, and we're having a great time. Okay, it's been a little slow the first part of the week, but a lot of the horses that were here from the previous shows left, and today's Thursday, so a lot of them coming on in. And we just opened up our stall area to have human sessions in the Gilligan Barn next to the Green Wall. So if anyone is listening from the Quarter Horse Congress and wants to come and get a session there, that's what we're doing. But our booth is amazing. And I'm actually right here, believe it or not, with Miss Roslyn Moore, and we're working with a very famous rider that's already won a couple of times, and I'm liking my time working with these other IBDs because you guys might not know this, but Miss Roslyn can talk to horses. So it's interesting to hear what the horse has to say, you know, and it's quite unique. So I'm doing the Beamer sessions, she's talking to the horse, and we're having a good time working together.
Well, I have given you an amazing kind of overview while we were waiting to see if you were going to be able to be on, so people kind of know what's been going on. But, you know, what kind of hours are you putting in there, Ian, every day?
I am going to be working every single day from 9 to about 7:30, and we're doing well. So, yes, it will be a long month for Ian Robb. But we're having new teams coming in each week, and we are learning, kind of working all together, because you guys all know the equine world can be kind of fun, kind of exciting when it comes to these shows, but not every IBD kind of knows how to work with each other, and this is a great opportunity to build that heart and that fear of all working together, being, you know, infectious, and we're enjoying our time, and we're learning from each other, and that's why I said, hey, Roslyn, come with me. I want to hear you kind of talk to this horse, and same thing, too, with the rider, Lexi, she kind of wanted to hear too. So we're having fun kind of doing this. Not everybody is working these long hours. They're not going to work all 4 weeks. I picked the short straw with our captains, and Cindy knows. And, you know, I'm here. So it's good for continuity. In fact, they're going to put me in the shark cage you know, this week, I think this weekend, where they're doing the rodeo riding, and they're going to put the Beamer character like myself, because apparently I'm a character. They say, oh, we got a good spot for you. So I'm going to be in the middle of the arena, and their bulls are going to be kind of hitting my cage and doing all that good stuff. We're going to get a film.
Are you kidding me?
Or,
are you kidding me?
No, I'm being, I'm being dead serious. And then they're going to bring out the Beamers and bring me back to life, and we're going to have a good time. Just put a red nose on my nose, on my face, and I think that's what I'm all about out here. The Quarter Horse Congress.
All right, well, Russ, somebody better get pictures of that. Now I'm really sorry that I'm even more sorry that I'm not there. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
but
so,
Rainey and Cindy, we really miss you guys. I mean, I think you all know my team that was right here this week was with Cindy, and they all wanted to call and say, we miss you, and they're going to meet you at the next big convention or opportunity because you're a legend in my own mind. So there you go. So it is fun in me, but I expect it to pick up, and I expect in Bodies on Beamers, we're going to double what we've done already starting probably from today till this weekend. So we're all ready to ramp it up. And Garth Urbino is our captain this week. He's doing a great job. He's very organized. It's fun to listen to him, how he kind of does his stuff. Daisy Bicking is next week, and it's going to be kind of fun to do that. And Dr. Merle Swank will be the following week. And so it's good to have these different flavors and kind of what's going on. And we're going to be doing kind of some lecture services, you know, to these characters to learn. But I'm going to say one thing. A lot of people know about Beamer already, but they – case an example, I did a talk yesterday, Rebecca Schultz, who's from Germany. Her team is from Germany, but she's in North Carolina. So we're kind of helping her feel a little more comfortable asking people, putting them in the lead acquisition to the stuff that we're working with. And she worked for these two ladies that took the day off that wanted to learn more about the Beamer equine set because they could only learn so much about the Beamer set online. And then talking to some people that don't really know about the Beamer set, equine set as well. They might know the human set, but knowing exactly, working with someone, it was fabulous. And I swear to goodness gracious that I think they were here all day long. They took the day off. They came down. They asked her a bunch of questions, came back, asked more questions, came back, asked more questions, and then they got their own horse set, and then they became an IBD, and they're going to get their own human set. That's why you see on that page, I call it the trifecta because I'm used to the racetrack and trying to help them on out. And I think she really enjoyed it because she goes, Ian, you really helped me because I gave her a couple of my stuff that I work with when I work with people. So it's the sharing that's going on. Like I said to Cindy earlier, I feel like this is really helping. You know, this is a brand new moment, but really, sure, we'd love to have sales. Sure, we'd love to have cash and carry. People take stuff out of the booth. And we'll get this next time because Beamer and Gilbert will get that right. But I think, too, all of us IBDs working together and understanding that, you know what, it is okay to work from cross teams. It is okay that we can do this. In fact, the first team that worked, they all had such a good time, they're wanting to do other shows, other venues together. You believe that? They're actually all wanting to work together for different shows, and they all want to work together even though they're in different teams.
Good. That's a huge accomplishment. So here's the challenge for you, Ian, and Rainey said it, and you've seen it on Facebook, is everybody wants those squishy horses to be available for in the future. So Brad has to go out and buy thousands of them, so you got to tell him that.
Oh, Cindy, you know I've been working on that one. Even I want to get the orange ones, and I even talked to Germany, and they said they get it from China, and I've been trying to get this for the last 2 years. There's those gosh darn squishy orange ones. We got the brown ones, which is good. It's fine. We do have them. And Sue Barrington, if you're listening, I think I scared her because she goes, I really want to get one for my grandchild. And I said, oh, we only have one left. You better hurry. She's coming the fourth week. And so I was only teasing her. We do have them squishies in it. So if you come down here, we'll get you some. And the people are working hard here. And, you know, we'll have enough squishies, hopefully. And there'll be a big demand for them. And I also want the buckets, too, the orange buckets. And I also want to get a couple of these things to help each other out now. So we have some giveaways and all this stuff. And we're having a good, fun time with the young kids. We're hanging them on out. But they have to answer questions. The adults, obviously, with their session, they can get one or whatever. But, you know, we're having some fun. I got hopefully this little kid, they got a little lassoing going on with these young little kids. And it's going to be fun. And I told them to come around the booth and see if they can big lasso the big orange horse. And if they can, they get a prize, which is a little squishy.
Another photo. Yeah, more photo ops. Yeah. So, because these
I have
these
some
would
funny
be great
ones on there, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, for every horse show we go to, they would be cool giveaways.
They could have, we could get our own brand recognition for the Beamer Squish course. So, yeah, it just, it's cool to pick up the, you know, kind of the, as you said, contagious excitement, you know, from there. And I'm just really thrilled for the, for, you know, the reputation that you're building within people to say, it's one thing, as those sisters said, as to what you see online, and that's very good, but it's another to, you know, feel it with the, you know, the commitment and the passion that the people have in person, and that's what's going to come across loud and clear. And again, I really thank you for all of your efforts and hard work, because it's, you know, this has been the 6 month process so far. So
9 months, Cindy. Nine months we've been working on.
Okay, well, then you're really pregnant. Okay.
But Cindy was only good for six.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm going to get back to the group here because I'm in the barn right now. But I will try, if Cindy, if you could remind me to jump on each Thursday, I'll try and give you a couple of announcements here, what's going on in the Growers Congress, how it's going. It's kind of exciting. So since I'm moving to Ocala, Florida, I've already met some of my neighbors. Like, so I've met a lot of neighbors, made a lot of connections. So that's a big part of it too, guys, is making a lot of relationships.
Absolutely. So do we have anybody else doing signings at the booth? Because the McCutcheons were last week. Anybody else planned?
No. But we were hoping to get you, Cindy, to come on out. We'd do a signing with you, but, you know, we don't have that available. So maybe Randy can come on out, or if anyone else, we could just put a hat on you, like we did with Brad Horn. And
yeah, you didn't give us a squishy horn. How could we make that effort, you know?
I'll give you a squishy.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
thank you
so much Ian, for taking the time.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And
I am
super sorry I'm not there. I'm wishing I could have made it work, but hopefully next year.
Next year, we have another event. There's a 3-day event down there in Kentucky. Hopefully it will happen this next year. Yeah, I think because of the issues and pieces around the country or world, it didn't happen, but we're looking forward to doing it. And also, guys, realize this. This is not just for the equine world, this booth. This is the very first time they have this.
Mm-hmm.
This will be changing in and out for the human expos and shows as well. So there'll be a lot of opportunities, but I got to tell you, the team, the staff here, we kind of feel like Buzz Lightyear because we're walked on the moon. We're the first ones to do this, so we feel quite honored to do it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to show them how it's done, so you got to be really proud of those results. So thank you again.
Okay, you all take care. Bye-bye.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Oh, you know, that's great. And, you know, I've never really understood the people that don't want to work with other teams because, you know, here in the Portland area, I don't have a lot of people really on my team. And so every event I've done with people from other teams. And it's always been great and it's always been fun. And I've always learned from them and they've learned from me. And whether it's human or horse, it's always been including people from other teams. And so I think it is a really valuable lesson that we can all learn because, you know, if you're all on the same team, you've probably all been trained by the same person. So you probably all see things and talk about things the same way. So if you can pull somebody else from a different team that has a different perspective and has been trained a little bit different and comes from a different, you know, everything, you're all going to be able to learn from each other. And it's always been a really great experience for me. So.
Yeah, I think though some people just, you know, have always kind of been, you know, they do their own thing and they're just, so they're leery about saying, you know, I don't know how to collaborate with someone else. So that's why it's really good to have a positive experience. And let's be frank, there are some times where there's been conflicts when people have been, you know, vendors at shows and, you know, there's been other people doing Beamer stuff who aren't approved vendors, and so we're really trying hard to create a different experience and a different etiquette for distributors to say that we do more together And any kind of, you know, I've heard about there being arguments that were heard in public at shows between distributors. We don't want to be doing that. That more people are looking at that and saying, well, yeah. I mean, how would you feel if you saw two distributors kind of arguing about who's, you know, whose spot it was or whose customer it was? I mean, that would turn me off forever about the product.
Yep.
Anyway, this is a big effort, so... Anyway, didn't mean to the whole time about that, but really like to kind of update people to what's going on, because I think this is an important step forward for the horse set and how we promote it.
Absolutely, and it'll be great to hear from Ian as the weeks go on and give us a kind of a progress report on how it's going. And I would love to have some of the, you know, people from previous, you know, once we get going, some people from previous weeks to come on and tell us, talk to us about it. It would be really great. So, and we lost Jane somewhere in the middle of Ian talking there. She must have had to go. So I hope she calls back in next week. And I apologize I didn't get to you sooner. But I'm sure you'll call back in next week. Hopefully we can chat with you then. So, but at that, we're kind of at our end of our show anyway there. Cindy, is there any final words you've got for the day, for the week?
My only final words would be to look at, let's see, I think this was just... When you look on the IBD group, it says it was uploaded from last year, but one of our distributors has came up with a rental agreement, if in fact you rent out your horse set and the template for it, that you'd need to personalize and to, you know, to state that we need to add that you're a distributor. But it's a really good, you know, they did a really nice job with the rental agreement because it also kind of incorporates the idea of a checklist to remind people, you know, how to, you know, have water available and go low and go slow. And so this would be something that you might want to check out. Again, it's on that infamous Beamer Horsehead IBD Group North America. So that's my recommendation today.
Perfect. That is great. And any of those tools that we have that other people have already spent a lot of time and effort in, you know, creating, if, you know, we can, if they're, you know, people are willing to share that, that's so great. It saves a lot of time for you just to kind of go in and customize it to your specific situation. So we appreciate those people sharing their work with us. And then I just had a couple little things, you know, as the weather changes, just reminders to be sure that we're taking care of our Beamer. And so in the summer, we talk about not leaving out in the heat too long. But in the winter, as it starts to get colder, we talk about not leaving it in the cold. So so it's maybe time to start bringing your Beamer if you leave it in the barn, unless it's in a, you know, a heated tack room or something. You want to bring it in the house, and so not leaving it in trucks or, you know, cold areas for that battery health. So taking care of your Beamer. So that's just my little 2 cents as the weather changes to remember to take care of your investment.
Yeah, good point. A good reminder. Thank you, Rainey.
All right. So. And with that, we will say goodbye for the week. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. And we're good to hear from Ian and the Quarter Horse Congress. So be sure to get on the Facebook page, even if you're like me and you're not a Facebook person. You can get on there, and there are some great pictures and great stories, and you can definitely learn a lot from that, even if you don't really participate in the whole Facebook thing. So be sure to check that all out, because there is some fun things from Quarter Horse Congress and pictures and things. So it's fun to see what they're doing there. And be sure to tune in to all the other blog talks every day. They're doing some really great things. I think the Quick Start is going on too now, and so those are doing some really great things on those other days of blog talks. So be sure to tune into those. But we will meet you all here next Thursday to talk about horses. All right. Thanks so much, everyone, and bye, Cindy. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Rainey. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.